I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Governor Nathan Deal says he's against renewed efforts to pass religious liberty legislation in Georgia. The law would allow people and businesses to refuse service to individuals on religious grounds. Opponents say it gives license to discriminate. In an interview with WSB, Deal said religious liberty laws could adversely affect the state's economic development efforts.
I don't see any reason at this point in time for us to create those kinds of impediments to job opportunities for our children and job opportunities for their children.
Deal vetoed a religious liberty bill in 2016 after companies threatened to boycott the state if the bill became law. A bill that imposes new regulations on how Georgia colleges handle sexual violence cases has stalled. Republican Senator Fran Miller, who chairs the Higher Education Committee, says new guidelines issued by U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos accomplish much of what the Georgia bill was intended to do, including setting higher standards of proof when reviewing sexual misconduct complaints. Victims' advocacy groups say the new federal guidelines discourage victims from reporting incidents. An ambitious development project that would fill downtown Atlanta's Gulch with enough office space for Amazon's second headquarters is scheduled for a public hearing tomorrow morning. The developer, CIM Group, is seeking variances in order to build more than 9 million square feet of office space, 1 million square feet of retail and restaurant space, 1,000 residences, and 1,500 hotel rooms. The proposed location for the massive development is bordered by Phillips Arena, the Richard B. Russell Federal Courthouse, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and the Five Points MARTA Station. According to the AJC, CIM Group was founded by Richard Ressler, the brother of the Atlanta Hawks lead owner, Tony Ressler. The fate of the Kimberly-Clark plant near Augusta is uncertain after the company announced cuts yesterday. The Augusta Chronicle reports the Dallas-based manufacturer, who also has offices in Atlanta, plans to cut more than 5,000 jobs and sell or close 10 manufacturing plants. Those plants are unnamed at this hour. The Augusta area plant produces Huggies, Cottonelle, Kleenex, and Scott brand products. The founder and former director of the Latin Academy in Atlanta will spend the next 10 years in prison. Christopher Clemens pleaded guilty yesterday to stealing more than $500,000 from the school and spending it on strip clubs and luxury vehicles. Clemens must also pay over $800,000 in restitution. According to the AJC, the case marks the largest charter school theft case in state history. And the mother of a 33-year-old stuntman who fell to his death on the set of The Walking Dead has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the show's network and other parties. John Bernecker died July 12th from injuries suffered on the set about 35 miles south of Atlanta. The lawsuit filed yesterday by Susan Bernecker in Gwinnett County State Court says AMC Network orchestrated and enforced a pattern of filming and producing The Walking Dead cheaply and ultimately unsafely. It says AMC pressured Stalwart Films to keep budgets unreasonably low, leading Stalwart to cut corners on safety precautions. And at least 11 people in Metro Atlanta have died from hypothermia since the beginning of December. According to Fulton County Medical Examiner records, at least 8 of those people were homeless. 7 deaths happened in December, and 4 have occurred this month. The AJC reports that the city has plans to find shelter for homeless people in the area. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.